Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. This is C.P. McGregor welcoming you again to the open portal of the Hollywood Theater of Stars. This week, we have a story in which yardage is the goal. Naturally, I mean football. The title, Two Hearts in Pigskin, starring Charles Sterrett. In just a moment, you'll hear the first act of our story of the mighty struggle on the gridiron, the push between post and post. But first, please listen to these words dedicated to your better living by our sponsor. The first act curtain rises, and here's our story, and here's our star in the play, Two Hearts in Pigskin, starring Charles Sterrett. The football season. From Maine to California, from the Gulf to the Canadian border, millions of Americans cheer themselves hoarse year after year in crowded coliseums, school stadiums, and bellied sandlots as their heroes of the pigskin carry the ball through for the home team. The climax of the football season is, as everyone knows, the New Year's Day game in Pasadena, California's famous Rose Bowl. Here, the East meets West in final friendly combat. This is the story of a game, a boy and a girl. It is in the locker room of the Spartan 11. Barry Fleming, Val Sinclair, and Hunk Williams are showering and getting dressed after the day's practice.
Hey, Hunk, how's about loosening up with that soap for a minute? It's not a goal break, you know.
Oh, sure, Barry. Gosh, you forgot all about it.
Yeah, Williams had a one-track mind.
Well, as long as it's on the right track, I don't care. Down center field towards the goalpost.
Now, Hugh will probably give him plenty of interference.
Maybe they will, but Hunk will get through. He's gotten through before. He's a good player. Why, he does everything but sell programs on the sideline.
Thanks, Barry. Maybe I could do that, too, if the percentage was right.
You know, Barry, I don't want to criticize the captain of this team. You're supposed to know all the answers. But don't make the mistake of underestimating your enemy.
I don't think I am, Val. I have plenty of respect for the Possums of South U. They're a fine team. They play a magnificent game. But we're good, too.
We've had some breaks, too. Don't forget that.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. Some bad teams, pushovers. You Yankees sometimes think you're second-string General Shermans. You may find out, if you don't keep your eyes peeled, that going through Southview's interference won't be any march to the sea.
Hey, what are you trying to do, Val? Start the Civil War all over again?
Yeah, what's the matter with you? Got money up on the Possums or what?
Now, you listen here, Barry Fleming. No man can accuse me of...
Hey, what the heck goes here anyway? This was just a quiet little conversation.
Sure.
Suddenly we're going to go to the mat. And for what? What's eating you, Val?
I'll tell you what, Hunk. Barry seems to think this is a one-man game. He's been grandstanding so long, he's seen his name in neon lights these days.
Why, you...
Wait a minute, fellas. The locker room's no place for a fight, and this is no time for it either. A week before the big game.
Nice having friends, eh, Barry? Makes things easy for you. Well, I'll see you later. If you haven't left town by the first train after the game, maybe we can settle this thing. I'll leave you boys alone to talk me over.
Why, that low down...
Now, take it easy, Barry. He was deliberately needling you.
But why?
Oh, that former bum's just jealous, that's all. Ever since you were named for the All-American, he's been out to eat your gizzard.
But, Hunk, no guy's as low as that.
Don't kid yourself. Val Sinclair's so low he could crawl under a caterpillar without mussing a hair.
I don't get it.
Yeah? Well, have you noticed how in practice he always takes on the job of tackling you?
I never thought about it till now, but I guess you're right.
He does it the hard way, too. Sinclair's out to get you. I'm just warning you, Barry. Watch out for him.
Hunk, did Sinclair ever say what college he came from before he enrolled at Spartan U?
No. No, but I guess you'd find it in his records in the dean's office. Probably some southern college. He talks like it.
Oh, well, what's the difference anyway? I just wanted, that's all. Say, going to the train tomorrow?
Yeah, sure am. I want to get a gander at those Southern boys. I want to see if they're as tough as Val promises.
See you there, then. Hey, from what I can see from here, it looks like those Southern boys got what it takes.
Well, one thing they've got, one of the best coaches in the country.
Old Pop Wayne, he's old enough to retire long ago.
And he still knows his football, Barry.
Hey, who's the cute chick wearing the song leader's sweater?
That's Mary Ellen Wayne, the coach's daughter. Not bad, either. She's really streamlined.
You ain't just woofing, partner.
Hey, look at Sinclair. He's going right up to her.
Mary Ellen Wayne, how are you?
I'll bet Val Sinclair's from South U.
Well, if he's not, he's mighty intimate with the coach's daughter. And he didn't pick up that Southern accent in the movies, either. Barry, I think Mr. Sinclair's going to bear a little watching.
Sunshine. Taxi! Taxi! Oh, oh dear. Won't they ever stop?
Can I give you a lift, miss?
Oh. Well, I... Yes, yes, you can. I'm in a terrible hurry and this awful rain is...
Jump in.
I declare, I never did expect rain in Southern California.
Well, haven't you heard? This is our unusual weather.
I sure hope it doesn't rain New Year's Day.
Don't worry about that. Our Chamber of Commerce always sees to it that New Year's Day dawns bright and clear. Better for the home team. You mutters from the East might score on a wet field.
Oh, now, don't you worry none about scoring. Wet field or dry, the Possums plan on winning.
Well, I think you'll find us Spartans equally optimistic. By the way, where do you want me to drop you off, Miss Wayne?
At the Embassy Hotel. Oh, how did you all know my name?
Mary Ellen Wayne, the coach's daughter. Not likely to forget it. I was at the station the other day when you got off the train.
Oh.
Part of the welcoming committee. Didn't you hear me? Giving the SU yell?
Oh, then you're on the Spartan team.
Yes. Barry Fleming. At your service.
Barry Fleming? Oh, you're captain of the Spartan team.
Yes. Sorry if that makes us enemies.
Only friendly enemies.
Good. And after the game, we'll forget we were enemies and be friends. Is that all right with you?
Sure is. That's my hotel over there. Now, if you let me out here, I'd be much obliged.
Hey, look, the rain's stopped. The sun'll be out in no time. Why not let me drive you around for a while? Show you the sights. You don't know it, but I'm the city's official guide.
I'd appreciate it very much, but I've already promised one of the members of your team I'd drive with him today.
Val Sinclair?
Yes. He used to go to South U.
Oh, I didn't know.
Hadn't he told you?
No. We guessed he was Southern, all right, but Val keeps his life pretty much to himself. He never mentioned where he'd been to before he came to Spartan. Funny, too. Especially when he knew he'd have to play against the team he once rooted for. Why'd he leave South U?
Oh, I don't remember exactly. I imagine he could tell you, Mr. Fleming. Oh, here we are. If you just let me out here.
I'm sorry our ride is so short, but I'm glad I could take you this far. And I'd like to see you again.
Don't you think the position is just a little awkward? After all, you're captain of the Spartans, and I'm the daughter of the coach of the opposing team.
Now, you don't think people would suspect us of exchanging our team signals, do you?
Oh, no, of course not.
But you're going out with Val Sinclair. He's a member of our team, too.
But I've known him for a long time.
People might wonder about that, too.
Really, Mr. Fleming, you may be trying to be amusing, but your humor doesn't appeal to me. Good morning, and thanks for the ride.
You're very welcome, Miss Wayne.
Thank you again, Mr. Fleming. You all been very kind, and I'll see you after the game. If you're still around then. Oh, you don't need to escort me, Mr. Fleming. I can find my way through the lobby quite all right.
Well, I thought you might show me the way to your suite, Miss Wayne. You see, I'm invited to tea.
Invited to tea? By whom?
Your father. We met before, you know, once back east at the Army-Navy game. He asked me to drop in this afternoon. I said I'd be delighted, as I'd heard he had a very charming daughter, and I'd like a formal introduction.
Well, I declare.
So, don't you think you should invite me in?
Well, I reckon. I haven't much choice in that matter so long as you're my father's guest.
No, I ask you, is that proper speech for a Southern hostess to make to an expected guest? Where's all the famed Southern hospitality I've read so much about?
I declare, Mr. Fleming, you're incorrigible. I don't know what to do with you.
It's very simple. Invite me in, pour tea, and then later have dinner with me. If you do that, all's forgiven.
Sir, no one can question the Wayne's hospitality. And I would hate to go unforgiven. I'll be delighted to have dinner with you and put the equally famed California hospitality to a test.
My arm is Wayne. The West joins the South in a cup of tea.
The curtain falls in the first act of our play, Two Hearts in Pigskin, starring Charles Starrett. We have much in common, wondering what's going to happen next. We'll find out following this brief announcement by your announcer. Act Two of Two Hearts in Pigskin, starring Charles Starrett. As the big day dawned, the day for the famous Rose Bowl game on New Year's, the situation on the Spartan campus became somewhat strained. One that didn't help matters was the very obvious romantic attachment between Barry Fleming, captain of the Spartan team, and Mary Ellen Wayne, daughter of Southview's coach. It was a topic of conversation everywhere on the campus, particularly in the locker room itself.
It don't look right, our captain going around with the daughter of the coach of the opposing team.
Yeah, well, she's a mighty good-looking chick. You can't blame Barry.
Yeah, well, nothing's gone right since that gal got into town.
I don't think it's odd myself, particularly considering that her old man's future is entirely dependent on the outcome of this game.
What do you mean, Val?
Just what I said. Pop Wayne's career as coach is over if he loses the Rose Bowl game. He'll be out completely and finally.
What are you implying, Val?
Mary Ellen Wayne is a mighty pretty girl. Too pretty not to know it. Barry is captain of the opposing team. Figure it out for yourself.
Now, wait a minute, Sinclair. Your insinuations have gone far enough. If you think Barry is being used as a decoy, you've got another thing coming.
I'm only saying what the whole campus is saying, pal. If you don't like it, talk to Barry.
Now, one thing, Hunk, no matter how much we all like Barry, it's sure funny all the things that have happened to the team since that dame's been around town. First, Hoagie gets knocked down by a hit-and-run driver and laid up until after the game. One of our best players gone.
And then the ptomaine poisoning that got three members of the team.
And don't forget that somebody got into our locker room Friday and stole a lot of our equipment.
Listen, if you guys are trying to frame Barry just because he's hot for a chick that's come out with the opposing team, you're barking up the wrong tree. Barry Fleming is as straight as they come. Well, let's get him by throwing the game.
Love, in case you haven't read any good books lately, my hot-headed friend, is the root of many a curious twist in man's makeup. It can make a devil out of a saint, a poor man out of a rich one. And what it can do to a football player? Well, all I ask is just wait for the results. Only be careful where you place your bets, chum. Something tells me the Spartan 11 is in for a hard winter.
Someday I'm going to take a poke at that guy, and I hope I'm wearing brass knuckles.
I don't like this talk either. Not without Barry here to defend himself. But, well, you must admit, ever since that dame and Barry got together, things haven't been the same. Well, see you later, Hunk.
So long.
Oh, hello, Barry.
Hi. Hunk around?
Yeah, he's in the locker room. See you later.
Okay. I've been looking for you, Hunk.
What's up?
Was Val Sinclair in here?
Yeah, I'll say he was. Shooting off his face like a 4th of July celebration.
Yeah, so I've heard.
Hey, is it true about old Pop Wayne getting the brush off from Southview if he loses the Rose Bowl game?
That's right. And I suppose Val's spreading the story.
Yeah, he's been doing double duty for a magpie. Told the entire Spartan campus, including every reporter he could corner. Barry, I didn't mean to tell you this, but... Well, I saw Val with Mary Ellen the other night.
What?
Yeah, they were parked in his car on the side street, talking very seriously. I know you're in love with her and all that, but... Well, you gotta admit, it looks pretty odd that all this happens to the team simultaneously with the arrival out here of Coach Wayne's daughter.
I love her, Hunk. But even if I didn't, I could tell you that she's as straight as they come. And I'm going to get to the bottom of this trouble if it's the last thing I ever do.
Well, you better start your detective work pronto, then. The game's Saturday, just 2 days off. You better move fast.
Mary Ellen, I had to talk to you. A lot of things have been happening on the Spartan campus. Unpleasant things.
You mean about your player that was injured? And the fellows that were poisoned?
Well, those and other things, too. Trivial in themselves, but they're adding up in people's minds. You know what they're saying, don't you?
No, I don't. But I can guess. Don't tell me you all will begin to suspect me, too.
Val Sinclair is from South U. He used to be pretty friendly with you at one time. That's why the fellows are talking. And you were with him the other night. A friend of mine saw you together.
You hiring spies these days, Mr. Fleming?
Oh, Mary Ellen, you know that isn't true. But also, I know just how much this game means to you and...
Barry Fleming, nobody's denying that winning this game means everything in the world to Dad and me. But if you think for 1 minute I'd stoop to anything crooked, you got no call to be seeing me again. As a matter of fact, Mr. Fleming, I think right now's as good a time as any to say goodbye.
Mary Ellen, I'm not even suggesting you do anything crooked, but there's something going on and I don't like it. And I'm sure that your friend Val Sinclair is at the bottom of it.
What is he to gain by sabotaging his own team?
That I don't know.
Well, before you make any wild accusations, I'd suggest you have a little proof. Now, goodbye. And don't think it hasn't been charming knowing you all, Mr. Fleming, because it hasn't.
Mary Ellen! Mary Ellen! Come back!
My, my. Lover's quarrel, Fleming?
You keep out of this, Sinclair.
If you don't mind an old teammate's wise advice, I suggest you stick to your own kind, Barry. Miss Wayne happens to be a lady. And if it weren't for the fact that you are currently useful to her, I think she'd hardly have time to waste.
Listen, Bud, I've been wanting to hit someone for a long time, and it's going to be you. Oh. I hope that teaches you to mind your own business, Sinclair.
Oh, Val! Barry, what you done to him?
He's all right. I just gave him a well-deserved sock.
But he's hurt. He's not moving.
Don't let that fool you. He's afraid.
Oh, he's hurt, Barry. Look, he struck his head against the wall. Barry, you killed him. You killed him.
Spartan halfback near death from blow. Spartan captain held pending investigation. Wrong full game today. Barry Fleming still in jail. Sinclair's injury called accident. Spartan star held for charges.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, gathered together in the famed Pasadena Rose Bowl. The California sky is blue above and the sun bright and warm on the milling thousands in this huge bowl. Two great undefeated teams representing the South and the West. A tragedy has stalked the Spartan 11, for three of its greatest players are unable to play today. Bert Hoagie, Val Sinclair, and the All-American star, Barry Fleming. Yes, it's a sad day for the Spartans. The Possums in their bright red and gold uniforms are entering the stadium now. They're running out of the field, husky, good-looking Southern boys.
Just 5 minutes, ma'am.
Mary Ellen.
I had to come, Barry. I just came from seeing Val at the hospital. He's out of danger, but he's preferred charges, so they'll still hold you. You won't be able to play, Barry.
Yes, the guard told me.
Oh, Barry, I didn't mean what I said. I love you. If there was anything I could do to get you out of here, I would. Even if it meant the Possums losing. Oh, Barry, there must be some way.
If I could only prove what I know to be true, Mary, that Val was trying to sabotage our team.
I know it too, Barry. It was something he said the other night. Something about when the game was over, he'd be leaving for Europe.
Where'd he get the money? Val was always broke. Mary Ellen.
What, Barry?
That's it. That's the reason. He was gambling on the game. He'd put his money on the Possums.
Oh, if we could only prove it.
Time's up, miss.
I've got to go now, Barry. I've got to go to Val's room and get his shaving things. The nurse asked me to.
Mary Ellen, wait a minute. I've got an idea. That's our chance.
What do you mean?
Well, you're in his room. Go through his things. If we could only find something that would prove he'd been gambling on the outcome of this game, I could get out in time to get into the last quarter.
All right. I'll do it.
Oh, Mary Ellen, you're one swell girl. Remind me to tell you the next time we're alone just how much I really love you.
And that's the end of the first half of this historic, history-making game. 7-0 in favor of the red and gold clad, husky, hard-hitting, unrelenting Possums, the pride of Southern U. The tragedy-stalked Spartans are putting up a terrific battle against terrible odds. They have to rely on men from their second-string team, but they're still putting up one whale of a fight. Those boys really have what it takes. It's the Spartans' ball in the Possums' 25-yard line. First down and 10 to go. Wait a minute, folks. Wait a minute. Something's happening in the Spartan camp. There's a substitution. It's number 54. Yes, it's number 54. And what a substitution. It's Barry Fleming himself. Yes, sir, it's Barry Fleming, the boy himself. From now on, the Spartans have a chance. What a game. 7-0 in favor of South U. But it's Spartans' ball. Barry has the ball. And there he goes. He's marching down the field. Down the 25, 20, 10, 5. He's over. What a run. Barry Fleming scores for the Spartans for the first time in the game. Only a few seconds of play left now. Now for that all-important conversion kick. Barry Fleming is going to try the kick for the Spartans. 7-6, everything depends on this kick. This is the climax of the game. If he makes it, the game will end in a tie. If he doesn't, it'll be South U's game. He's ready now. Will he make it? There it goes. It hits the goalpost bar. It's wobbling. It's no hit. It falls over. And there's a final gun. The game is over. 7-7, a tie. Two great teams, our great game, and the crowd's going mad.
Barry, I was in time. I was so afraid. I found the paper. Val had bet $5,000 on South U. I got to the judge just in time.
It was a close shave, honey, but we made it.
And a tie. You both won, Dad and you. Oh, Barry, I'm so happy.
Two hearts in pigskin. That's us. And a little later, remind me to tell you just how much I love you, honey child.
The curtain falls in the final act of our play, Two Hearts in Pigskin, starring Charles Starrett. Our star will be back in just a moment for an interview, but first, please lend an ear to these important words from your sponsor.
That was a real gridiron performance, Charlie. Typical all-American.
Well, thanks, C.P., and the story was true to the Rose Bowl tradition. I didn't have much time left for that last play. Reminded me of my college days.
Where did you go to college?
My alma mater is Dartmouth, and I'm proud to say I played fullback on one of their championship teams.
Tell me more, Charlie.
Well, do you remember when Alabama first came to the Rose Bowl with Johnny Mack Brown?
I should say I do very well.
Well, it so happens that year our Dartmouth team got the first bid for the Rose Bowl, but didn't accept. Then Alabama received the bid. I often kid Johnny Mack about this.
So you were the plunging fullback of good old Dartmouth.
Yes, and Johnny Mack Brown was a brilliant halfback who ran wild that New Year's Day and woke up the next morning after the game with a movie contract.
I seem to recall another top Cowboy star by the name of John Wayne, who made quite a name for himself as Duke Morrison for USC, another plunging fullback.
That's right, CP. And you can also include Big Boy Williams, another all-time gridiron favorite.
That makes a perfect backfield. Charlie Starrett, John Wayne, Johnny Mack Brown, and Big Boy Williams. Four of America's college stars, now four favorite Hollywood Cowboy stars.
Well, thanks, C.P., for putting me in that fast company. And there's nothing like the good old college days. I certainly hope the fine American college girls and boys listening in were not too critical of a guy who got a terrific kick out of playing another game of football.
I'll bet they got as much kick out of it as you did. Incidentally, when will we have another kickoff?
You blow the whistle, Coach, and I'll be ready.
Thank you, Charlie, and may you make this theater of ours your home base. And now for a brief look into our schedule for next week. That team of pixelated, nonsensical crackpots, known hither and yon as Ona Munson and Elliot Lewis, rejoins us to play a whoopsie-daisy comedy called Rich Man, Poor Girl. It's a story you won't want to miss. It's as full of fun as a package full of monkeys. So be with us, will you? Until then, this is C.P. McGregor saying thanks for listening, and cheerio from Hollywood.